But first, we're talking about going commando today because, well, I have stuff packed away, and it's kind of hard to... Luckily, I have all my shirts and everything hung up in the closet, so I can get to my shirts and get to new outerwear. I just can't get to the underwear at this point. And if I would just move stuff out of the way, I could get to it. But I always just run as close to possible. I'm always running late, basically, on the way to work.
Yeah, I'm tired of you showing up, like, late.
Yeah, I know.
It's not cool.
I couldn't imagine what that must be like, Chris. So I'm just always in a rush trying to get here. And so I was like, oh, God, I don't have time to, naked scavenge through a whole bunch of stuff trying to find, undergarments this morning. So that's 2 days in a row now that I've been forced to go commando. And I tell you what, I'm feeling pretty comfortable right now,
Thanks for the update.
You're welcome. I'll keep you informed. So that's what we're talking about this morning. Is it something offensive? Is it something that you would encourage? Or is it something that you frowned upon? Does that make you think lesser of me? Am I frightening now? More frightening now, I should say. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Good morning. What are your thoughts on going commando?
I went commando one time in high school.
Yeah?
And it was homecoming week, and we had all the games going on, and I didn't think anything of it. And I was just wearing a pair of Nike shorts. And to my surprise, there was water games, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's like shrink wrap, man. Those things just stick straight to you.
Talking like the nylon or cotton or what?
The nylon kind.
Oh. Yeah, the cotton can do that to you, too. You got to watch
out. I thought I was going to be all right. Then we got all wet. Oh, my God. It's a peep show.
So that was the last time you went commando, huh?
Yeah, nobody wants to see 3 inches of hamster fur. It's not cool, man.
Oh, God. thanks for calling, man.
Have a good one.
See ya. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You say hamster fury?
Yeah.
Okay. going commando, what do you think? Go ahead.
Not wearing underwear, that just tells everybody how big your package is.
Well, like I said, I'm not wearing
spandex.
I'm not wearing spandex or, tight pants or anything.
Well, underwear just, tucks everything in, and if you don't need underwear, then I guess,
Then you guess what?
Well, maybe you're just lacking.
Oh, so if you go commando, then you're like a five-year-old down there? Is that what you're saying?
Probably.
Wow.
Those men need that extra support, so they're...
Extra support? What about, wearing boxers? What's different about wearing boxers versus wearing nothing? Except for the extra layer of fabric.
Well, still, it just kind of, protects things.
Does it? What kind of protection does it? I haven't noticed any protection. Oh. I'm not sure.
See? That's because you're lacking.
Oh, my Lord. Listen to you this morning.
I'm sorry?
I said, listen to you this morning. Trust me, Stooks, I've been listening to the show for a while, and I can tell, now with the commando thing, that just finalized it, the way you talk and everything. Yeah, something tells me you're a disappointing gentleman. That's all I have to say.
Okay, well, that's what I needed.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning, what are your thoughts on going commando?
Actually, I'm still glad that you brought it up.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm getting married in 3 weeks, and my fiancé informed me last week that it's tradition. They made a tradition that everybody and all the guys in the bridal party go commando.
It's a tradition in his family? Or
yeah. Him and his brother started it with his brother's wedding. And so I wanted to ask him, but I didn't want to sound stupid. How does it, do you sweat? I would think you would sweat more because you don't have the cotton to absorb.
But you're adding layers of, you're wearing less layers of clothing, though.
Right. So is it, because you sweat a lot anyway when you're getting married, so is it really actually better?
I haven't been out in the intense heat too much with it. That's one of my concerns. I think it will give you some more. It'll give you some more breathing room. But the thing with wearing it's just like wearing an undershirt. If you go out in the sun and you're not wearing an undershirt and you're wearing a white shirt, it's just going to be drenched.
So you think your pants are going to be drenched?
Possibly. I don't know. You guys, they didn't get white tuxes or anything, did they?
Yeah.
What?
He's wearing a white tux.
This could be a disaster.
kind of see-through.
Oh my gosh, I should tell him. I'm so glad I called.